Welcome to Gaudible, a daily reading of holy texts known in the Unificationist community as Hunduke. Today we are reading from God's Will and the Ocean.
God's Will in the Ocean. True Father speaks on Ocean Church in America, page 125. Solving the serious problems of the world. The world is crazy now. Everyone is working for themselves, or at the very most, for their own nation. Who is really thinking about and working for the entire world? No one. That is Satan's character. Selfish. The Oriental world is more occupied with the spiritual world, with philosophy and meditation and spiritual practice. That is its basic history. The Western world is more or less occupied with the physical world, with science and technology. That means one is more internal and the other is more external. What does that indicate to us? Cain and Abel. They share a relationship. Without them, true parents cannot stand. In the court case, they asked me, "Who did you meet in the spiritual world?" I told them the truth. Our purpose is to proclaim the Messiah, isn't it? When they asked me this question, I said, "Jesus, Moses, every kind of saint." They replied, "Oh, amazing." They didn't believe it. Neither did the newspapers. I explained that I met Moses because he was the founder of Judaism, and Jesus because he is responsible for all Christians, and Buddha because he was the beginning point of Buddhism. Some Muslim people came to ask if I met Muhammad. I said, "Yes." They asked, "Was he Muslim?" I said, "Yes, of course. Indeed, he was Muslim." Jewish people also want to know about my meetings with Moses. They didn't believe me, but they asked anyway, just in case. They were curious to find out what Moses might have said. They were curious about what he might have said to me. Others were upset that I had met with Jesus, but what is wrong with that? There is nothing wrong with that. Few people can meet with Jesus because he is so high in the spiritual world, but there is nothing wrong with meeting Jesus. We have to defend the free world because here these things can be said openly. We can at least discuss these things and investigate whether they are true or not. In the communist world, this is not at all even possible. We have to bring these two worlds together, not just East and West, but also the spiritual and physical worlds. Then we can proclaim the Messiah, and people will understand without too many problems. During the time before World War II, there were many groups in Korea receiving messages directly from the spiritual world. They had ideas similar to mine. They could understand parts of the message. They had a certain amount of preparation, but they didn't understand me completely, and this foundation was lost. After World War II, there was the Korean War, and during this time I had to go and recreate the foundation. After that war, many people were searching and could hear the message. Now we are centering on America, but they don't have the same kind of spiritual background. They have liberal theology, liberal thinking. They are not concerned with the spiritual world. However, what is true is true. The spiritual world exists, and everyone lives there from the worst sinner to the highest saint. Anyone can find out for himself. American people don't understand who they are, and they are confused about the purpose of their life. If 50% of the families in America end in divorce, how can they understand the concept of true parents? Are you going to take care of that? Do you know how to solve that? It's very serious. Who can save American youth? Who can straighten out their situation? There are all kinds of situations. Do you believe that you can solve everything? Can you say, "Father, we will do everything"? Can you American men and women say that? I like you, but what is happening to your nation? Do your congressmen care? Do your senators really care about how young people will remain pure and reach God? Do they truly understand how to solve the problems if they recognize them? No, but Reverend Moon understands these problems, and he is working day and night to solve them, to clean up the youth of America. What has been your experience with me? Are you better or worse now? It looks like you are worse. I make you work all day and night, in any kind of weather. In spite of that, you feel better. Is that right? Why? Because you are fulfilling your purpose in life. The ideal world will come from you. That's true. In this world, all you can find is persecution. No matter how hard it is, you have to go on. I came here more than 10 years ago. During that time, many powerful people came to persecute me. All the newspapers and news media and government officials were against me. They started then to prevent my work in America. However, from this time on, people will begin to see our work, and they will welcome us all over the world. Many people in South America already want to meet me. Third world nations will understand me much more quickly. But my greatest concern is the free world. It has a mission to the communist world. If you take care of the other nations in the world, they will come to help you when you need it. Your mission is at least to take care of South America. America has to understand that. Japan's mission is to take care of America. Western people have to follow the Oriental way. That will be the way for them. Western civilization is an empire built on technical ability in the physical world. But the Oriental way has traditionally been more concerned with the spiritual way. You have to inherit that. How about you, sisters? Why do you want to marry an Oriental man? And why do the brothers also want an Oriental wife? That is because the two worlds now want to meet. They can meet through you. That's true. The future world needs both. Then we can create the original family, starting with Cain and Abel. The world can start a new family. How about you? When you first came here, did your parents become angry? Many of you are nodding your head saying yes. Why? Even my family couldn't understand the path I was taking. Your parents said, "Don't go, don't go," but you went anyway. Everyone says the Unification Church is an evil place. Why don't you believe them and leave? You came here to solve your problems. Instead, you were inspired to solve the problems of the world first. First help the world, then help yourself. Now everything is in perspective for you, isn't it? You need to experience the spiritual world. Three nations represent three positions. Adam, Eve, and the Archangel. To save the world, we have to bring three nations together. Actually, we need four nations because we solved the problem of the Archangel through the restoration of Cain and Abel. Therefore, we need Adam, Eve, Cain, and Abel nations. If these four nations unite, the world can unite. When this happens, the spiritual and physical worlds can come together as one.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Godible. Godible is made possible by support from listeners like you. To donate, visit godible.org. Thank you.